1d4 Investigators versus The Terror from Beyond, The Salad Draw by Dave Deacon.
You enter the inner sanctum, a high chamber adorned with the images of angels and saints from the Church of the Grail. Rows of pews line the wall and small alcoves hold devotional side chapels. Ahead of you, standing triumphant over a bloodied and defiled altar, is Asgalor, Abyssal Lord of the Pit.
Not another one, Greg.
And that makes five.
Shut up, guys. Let's do this.
Asgalor bellows his challenge and leaps towards you, Steve. His hell iron sword raised to attack. He swings.
I dodge and strike him as he runs past.
You chip off some of his armor, and he turns to face you again. Fiona?
I begin casting a spell. I think a meteor should sort this guy out.
Sam?
Silly demon. Bringing a sword to a gunfight? I'm going to take a shot at him. 17.
A hit! Straight to his wings. He turns and blasts you with demonic fire.
Balls!
18 damage, Sam.
Double balls, I'm down!
I charge into attack! I got a one.
Steve, you leap dramatically over Asgalor and fall flat on the ground, missing him entirely.
This is not going well at all.
I'm still casting. I was hoping you could distract him a little.
Asgalor pulls himself up and moves towards you, Fiona. But he's not going to be able to attack you this round.
Yes, I've recovered. I fire off a shot. 20! A critical!
Your shot catches Asgalor in the side and he starts to crumble. Straight into the path of the meteor. He's almost out for the count.
I run over and plunge my sword into his demonic heart.
You have slain Asgalor, Lord of the Pit.
Hiya!
Yes!
All right.
And that's where we'll stop it. Curry should be here soon.
D&D in a curry. Is there a better way to spend an evening?
Probably, but Ryan Gosling stops returning my calls.
So check out this awesome new source book I picked up today.
Steve, you haven't run a campaign in years. What the hell is that?
The guy at the bookstore called it The Chaonomicon.
Does that book have an eye? Why does that book have an eye? I'm fairly certain books shouldn't have eyes. And is it bound in human skin?
I don't think it's actually human skin, Sam, but you can get some pretty convincing resins these days, eh?
I'm fairly certain this is exactly the sort of book that made my mum call the local priest over for a chat when I got interested in role-playing games.
Oh, come on, guys. It's just artistic. I think it's an old collector's edition or something.
You know, I've never heard of the Chaonomicon, and I own over 20 role-playing manuals and GM at conventions.
Greg, I love you, man. But I've still got no idea how it is that you've got a girlfriend while I'm single.
Because he's cute and you're a complete tool?
Silence! Anyway, let's have a look. Oh, what the heck? I can't make head nor tail of this writing.
What the hell is this language? I've never seen anything like this before.
It's probably just gibberish that's meant to make the book look all cool and demonic. I mean, Ayas Balkragoth. Sounds like your run-of-the-mill epic encounter with some hilarious comedy weakness.
Steve! The whole point of epic encounters is that they're not run-of-the-mill.
And just how many pit lords have we fought in this campaign now, Greg?
There's a reason for all the pit lords. You just haven't found it yet.
I think we've all got it figured out, love. It can't be a coincidence that we fought 5 pit lords and there's 7... I swear that I just winked at me.
What, you think this is an actual ancient apocalyptic summoning tome for the binding of Balkragoth? And that somehow, me reading out Ayas Balkragoth will cause an ancient demon lord from another time to be summoned from the sunless realm of Narzal Shock.
Steve, we've seen enough movies to know you shouldn't read that stuff out loud.
An Elysian 1,000 years of darkness in the name of Balkragoth, the despoiler of...
What?
Hey, where did the lights go?
This is a little bit weird. And there's our lights back.
The eye on the book closed. That's something, I guess.
What the hell just happened? How are you even reading that, Steve?
I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot savant.
You're an idiot or something, you're right.
Totally just summoned zombies, haven't you?
Way to go, Steve. You unleashed the undead on us. I just hope they're not fast zombies.
How cliché is that? Sam Raimi's probably gonna sue.
Well, excuse me. I just wanted to pick up a cool new source book for us to use, and Greg's always saying he ends up spending too much money on these things, and now he has a girlfriend. He needs to cut back on his geek stuff a bit so he can devote more to her.
Oh.
So when I see what's obviously a really cool old-school source book in the window of this shop I've never even seen before, run by a crazy old Chinese guy who smelled faintly of sulfur, I think, you know, Steve, you should get that for Greg, because that's what friends are for. And you all throw it back at me by claiming that I've summoned some kind of ancient supernatural horror.
Well, when you put it that way.
Just because of some convenient thunder and some distant creepy laughing and the fact that there is now a faint smell of ozone and some kind of green smoke coming from the kitchen.
What? There is smoke coming from the kitchen. Man, my old flat, the smoke alarm would be screaming bloody murder at way less than this. Is our smoke alarm even working? Should we call the landlord?
The smoke's coming from the fridge?
Well, you've got something nasty in there.
I'm guessing this isn't just Steve's milk from last week.
Oh, come on!
Only one way to find out.
Holy crap, what is that?
It's some kind of alien vista of a place where regular angles don't make sense.
It's vast cyclopean masonry with hideous bas-reliefs depicting inhuman deities performing unspeakable rites upon their worshippers, while the distant screams of the damned can be heard on the scything winds of the abyssal realm.
Looks a bit like Hull.
Great! Now we're gonna get sued by Sam Raimi, Ivan Reitman, and Humberside Council.
Quake in fear, mortals, for I am Balgragoth, the terror that lurks within.
Well, Steve, this time you've really done it.
Oh, come on, Sam. How was I to know it was really an ancient tome for summoning hideous evil?
The winking eye on the front cover and the fact that it was bound in what is now quite obviously human skin should have been your first clue.
How much did you say you paid for it?
It was only a tenner, but I don't really see how that's relevant.
It is. Proper Sorcerers of the Seas publishings never go for under £15, especially the collector's stuff.
Why are you going out with him?
Hey, Stephen, focus. He's not the one who summoned an elder demon into the fridge.
Fair comment.
How dare you ignore my presence, puny mortals?
Sorry, what?
I said, how dare you ignore my presence, puny mortals? Hey, how dare you ask me to repeat myself? I am Balgragoth, the abomination that's...
Yep, sorry, mate. I couldn't hear you when the door was closed.
What?
Sam, is that a good way to talk to an elder demon?
I beg your pardon?
Fiona, he's stuck in the fridge. If he really could destroy the world, he wouldn't be quietened by a door, would he?
Well done, Steve. You've summoned the world's worst elder demon.
He certainly has.
No, I mean the least threatening demon in creation.
Excuse me?
Hey, come on. How many have you ever summoned?
Foolish mortals. You dare to demean Balgragoth. The renderer of the...
How many titles does one guy need?
I have over 1,000 honorifics in languages spoken in hushed tongues across the multiverse.
You're stuck in our fridge.
And now I shall wreak havoc on this world.
Hey, I can see my beer on top of that hideous idol. What is that anyway? Some kind of squid dragon?
Steve, don't put your hand in there. You don't know where that even is.
Wow. That acute angle was behaving as if it were obtuse. Funky.
What? That should drive your feeble Euclidean mind insane!
Yeah, I think 4chan's beaten you to it there, mate. Ew, it tastes like sour milk and rotten eggs.
Aha! I've mixed up all your food. Good luck with making enchiladas for your girlfriend now, Gregory.
Damn, I love enchiladas.
How did you know I was going to do that?
You left the recipe stuck to the bottom of Steve's bacon. Which, by the way, I have now reconstituted back into a pig and set free on a farm run by the Prince's Trust.
No! You fiend!
Fine. I'd better call the landlord.
Do you respect my evil magnificence now? Do you really think this lord of your land can save you?
Nah, mate, you're just a bit of a chode.
What? A chode?
You know, like one of guys...
I am familiar with the term, puny mortal.
You keep calling us puny. Just how big are you anyway?
I cover the whole of this demonic realm.
All of it?
All that you see is I, and I am it. Size is a concept smaller minds.
Yeah, so he's actually just as big as the fridge.
That's a bit rubbish.
You wanted to summon a bigger demon?
Hey, I'd like to point out, so far, I'm the one who suffered most here. How am I going to get by without my damn bacon sandwich in the morning?
So, yeah, I just got off the phone from the landlord. He says that he's not bound by the lease to banish any supernatural entities and that we are required to remove it ourselves or pay the cost of the exorcism out of our deposit.
Damn, that's pretty evil.
That's arguably worse than balls sawed off here.
I heard that.
1 week passes.
Stupid 9 a.m. start.
Morning, mortal! Have you come to surrender your soul to Balgrogoth, the admonisher of...
No.
Balgrogoth's still here.
Yep.
And here I shall remain, for I am Balgrogoth, the Eternal!
No hugely long title?
Yes! Yes, that is it! Ha! Finally, one I get to finish!
They should call you Balgrogoth, the Constantly Interrupted.
What? How dare you mock!
Hey guys, demon still here?
Yeah.
My presence still inhabits this vessel.
How long until you're gone? I've a mind to start charging rent.
I render no remuneration unto mortals. I will be here until long after the worms have digested your flesh, for I am Balgrogoth, he who waits in...
And you're sure the Catholic chaplain won't come back, Fiona?
Steve, he took exception to your views on the church hierarchy.
Well, I'm sorry that he happens to think the Dominican order are better than the Jesuits, when that flagrantly isn't true. Bunch of humongous rosary wearing...
I mock all your mortal religions.
Anyway, I really want a bacon sandwich. I'm super hungover. Now where's my...
Still on Golden Acres Farm, enjoying a life in the sun!
That's it! I can't take it anymore.
Steve?
No, Greg. I'll do it. Just let me get the appropriate music and I'll do it.
Steve, no. There has to be another way.
I recommend some Horrificus Metallorum for Demonic Pact.
What?
Good idea, Sam. Here's the CD. Let's do this.
Ah! No! What is that hideous sound?
Horrificus Metallorum, Yorkshire-based death metal band. Technically, you could call them biometal given their infectious disease-related theme.
Steve, we don't need a letter.
It's abominable. Turn it off at once.
What? Why?
I cannot stand this sound. You call this music? You thought I would enjoy this?
I thought demons were supposed to enjoy heavy metal.
Yeah. My mum called the priest over again when she found my CD collection.
Fools! Do you not hear the revolting subliminal messages encouraging you to go to church, do your homework, listen to your mum?
What, seriously?
Turn it off, mortals!
Or what?
I will rain fire and hell upon each of your souls, torturing you with your worst fears for an eternity in the blackest void of Hades. I will rend you apart and rebuild you to rend you again. I will...
Then get out my fridge, you chode.
And give me my bacon sandwich.
And my stuff to make enchiladas.
Seconded.
And I'd like Steve's beer.
Hey!
I have a whole MP3 player of this stuff upstairs. I've even got the Rasmus album.
The Rasmus? No! You are truly worse than the Lords of Hell. Fine!
My bacon! And a sandwich! Yes!
My shopping from last week, and extra Tesco club card points.
Steve's beer!
You win, mortals. But be warned, I'll be waiting for my revenge on my terms.
Whatever. Scurry off back to hell, you pathetic little cretin, or I'll play a 10-hour loop of guilty.
No!
The fridge is back to normal.
Good. I can't stand this album. Too mainstream.
Guys, we just defeated an actual pit lord!
And you all gain 1,000 experience. Level up!
Did you hear that?
Uh-oh.
1d4 Investigators versus The Terror from Beyond, The Salad Drawer, was written by Dave Deacon and starred Jordan Woodley, Alex Dragoescu, Sarah Caputo, Charlotte Edwards, and Chris Durson. And it was produced and edited by Rob Barrett.